I'm Rick Henson with this sports update for October 15th. In high school football action Friday night in Class 3A, it was Atlantic beating Carroll at home 41-25. Lewis Central was a winner on the road at Red Oak 35-0. Harlan beat Winterset 41-14 in Winterset, and Creston was a winner during their home game 53-6 over Glenwood. Also in Class 3A, Boyden Hall Rock Valley downed Denison 49-7. In 2A action, it was Kemper Catholic over Jefferson Scranton Peyton Sherdan 41-6. Missouri Valley was a 29-6 winner over Maple Valley. Also in 2A, Clarinda beat Colfax Mingo 36-12. It was Pella Christian downing Shenandoah 43-0. In Class 1A, IKM Manning blew out Westwood 70-0. Also, it was Pleasantville over West Central Valley of Stewart 28-21. Nottoway Valley of Greenfield was a 52-26 winner on the road at Central Decatur. And Panorama beat Mount Air 52-12. Also in Class 1A, Underwood blew out Clarinda Academy 49-0. Logan Magnolia was a 42-6 winner on the road at Griswold. St. Albert beat Audubon 49-7. And Trainer was a 10-point winner over Tri-Center 30-20. In Class A, it was Earlham blanking Guthrie Center 28-0. Also, it was Bedford beating Corning 69-16. Exira EHK was a winner on the road at Oakland Riverside 50-10, the score. In eight-man action, Adair Casey beat Ankeny Christian 74-13. It was Murray over Afton East Union 62-zip. Cam downed Lennox 30-7. And it was Lamoni beating Mormon Trail 20-14. Eight-man action in District 7 saw East Green beat Coon Rapids Bayard 39-14. Boyer Valley was a 48-6 winner over Woodbine. And Glidden Ralston was a winner on the road over Charter Oak Ute 62-28. East Mills beat Essex in eight-man action 66-14 in District 8. Nishtabotna was a 48-12 winner over Villisca. Sydney fell to Stanton 68-34, the score with Stanton on top. South Page at Fremont Mills, that game was not held Friday evening. The Iowa Hawkeyes will try to end a Northwestern jinx when they host the Wildcats in Kinnick Stadium this afternoon. Northwestern has won five of the last six in the series, and to get it turned around, the Hawks will need to slow down Wildcat quarterback Dan Perza.
You know, he played as well against us, I think, last year as, you know, the quarterbacks that we've faced. If you go back 13 years or just go back 12 years, forget about this year. But, you know, he really, you know, played excellent against us a year ago. I'd expect he's going to be ready to do the same thing this year. So it's going to be a big, big challenge for us.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz. Perza injured his Achilles on the winning touchdown pass against the Hawks a year ago, and he's back after a long and difficult rehab.
You know, we've played some really good quarterbacks over the last decade. You know, the first guy that comes to mind is Randall L. Very different performer, different kind of quarterback than Dan Perza, but nonetheless, really tough to defend. And, you know, with a guy like Randall, the pressure's on you every snap. And I think, you know, Persick creates those same kind of problems in a different way. But he, you know, really affects you in a real tough way. You know, we didn't have to face Drew Brees. You know, we never – they weren't on our rotation when we – you know, when he was playing. Imagine he would have been a pretty big challenge too. So, you know, Persick's right up there.
Barrett says Perza is an impact player for Northwestern.
Just look at how that impacted their football team when he came out of the game at the end of our game, you know, and, you know, just that shows you a little bit about the value a player could have to a football team, and that's what great players do. I mean, you know, Indianapolis is going through that same issue right now. So that's kind of what you're looking at.
You can hear the game this afternoon on KJAN. The pregame begins at 4 o'clock with a kickoff in Iowa City slated for 6:05. Family and friends say former Iowa football player Brett Greenwood has come out of a medically induced coma and has begun talking. His former coach at Pleasant Valley High School, Ed Morrissey, says an email from Greenwood's family brought him the good news. Greenwood, who was released by the Pittsburgh Steelers in early September, returned home and collapsed while working out at the high school in Bettendorf on September the 9th. A heart problem was blamed. He was treated at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics in Iowa City and then at a rehabilitation center in Ankeny. The 23-year-old Greenwood started at safety for Iowa from 2007 to 2010. And the Iowa State Cyclones visit Missouri in Big 12 action this afternoon. Both teams are 0-2 in the league race. But ISU coach Paul Rhodes refuses to call it a must-win for his team.
There's a lot of football left to be played. This is in the fourth quarter of the Baylor game when we were down three scores. There was a lot of football to be played there, and we still had an opportunity to win. Our kids knew that. Win or lose this Saturday, there's a lot of football to play for. So, no, I think you can weight the scale too far in that direction on one football game.
Rhodes says the Cyclone defense will need to be sure that it is lined up correctly.
They line up in a number of abnormal formations that you really got to spend extra time making sure you're aligned accordingly. They have a lot of movement that's involved with that that causes 3 to 5 to 6 of your defenders to be moving to match that. That can create problems.
Iowa State is 3-2 overall. Kickoff is set for 1 o'clock this afternoon. There will be no TV coverage. And finally in sports, the St. Louis Cardinals are heading to Milwaukee with a 3-2 lead in the National League Championship Series. The Cards beat Milwaukee 7-1 Friday night, taking advantage of 4 Brewers errors to take the upper hand in the series. Tony La Russa sounds like he wants to return as St. Louis Cardinals manager next season, expressing delight before game number 5 of the NL Championship Series on Friday night. La Russa expressed excitement about the talent in place as he contemplates coming back for a 17th campaign as the Cards skipper. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN Sports.